can't believe I have to stop watching my game shows just to do these silly intros. It's still the same story, the made-up kind. Not that it matters. If anyone actually listened to this, we might could afford a real voiceover talent to do this job.
Happy day to you folks. You might notice a bit of a spring in my vocal jocculations today. Well, it's a right beautiful morning. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and it's time for another Red Mullet podcast. Folks sometimes ask me, Mullet, how you always stay so positive all the time? Well, first off, that ain't always true. Cowboy can tell you lots of times how I wake up on the wrong side of the bed and am liable to bite his head off when we out on patrol. Other times, a wrongdoer will up and rub me the wrong way backwards, and I can't help but take out my frustrations on his sorry hide. You see, the Red Mullet ain't always above reproach, but I do like to put on a righteous face for the general public. You gotta do that when you're a symbol and a role model. Though not all supers will agree with me. Some are downright brooding, and most of the time I find it pretty easy to do. Yeah, I reckon it's a matter of perspective. When things get tough, you can either let it get you down, or you can look at it as a learning challenge and try your darndest to overcome. And I suppose that's where I shine. When life chucks lemons at your face, chop them up and drop them in your sweet tea. I want to personally thank y'all for your notes of concern and encouragement after that debacle with Bazingara, the gypsy hypnotist. I ain't had no relapses, and we managed to return most of the stolen antiquities that she was trying to use to enslave all of mankind via plant life. Even got a thank you card from one of her former cult followers who done turned over a new leaf and says they're going to be a crime fighter from now on. Well, we'll see what comes of that. On the flip side, we also got some nasty threats from others in the Bohemian community saying that we was trying to make them look bad. Well, my answer to that is, we don't pick and choose where the bad guys come from. Y'all need to look to your own. That crazy witch was the one besmirching your character. Of course, wouldn't hurt your public image if y'all took a shower once in a while. Not that I'm one to talk. We got a special international treat for y'all today. Not one, but two members of HAIR are with us on the show. H-A-I-R, that is. They want to make sure I point out that they are a crime-fighting team and not a hero-slash-sidekick duo. All right? Here we go with the Green Hawk and the Blue Bowl. Good morning, boys.
Hi. You got any rosy lee about this hoary little dilapidated shack we resting our rumps in?
Come again?
He say, you have any tea in this rundown hole?
Oh, CB, we got any tea? Not the regular kind, the kind you drink in. You drink it hot in little fancy cups.
I'll see what I can do.
Much obliged to you, mate. Can't hardly start my day without a cuppa.
Huh, okay. What about you, Blue Bowl? Can we get you anything?
You got any sake?
Socks? Sure, we got socks. Are your feet cold?
No, sake. It's like, rice wine.
Wine? No, we ain't got no wine. We might could sneak some of Pawpaw Lonnie's moonshine if you... You do know it's 10 a.m., right?
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Can't argue with that. CB!
Right in your crazy grandpa's liquor cabinet is where I draw the line.
Yeah, you're probably right. Can we get you something else?
I drink your tea.
Better hope you don't water it down too much, else this one will spit that Mickey Bliss in your boat race.
What? Is he speaking English? I thought you was from England.
Yeah, jolly old London. Long live the baked bean, pip pip.
He say, let the tea steep for a while.
Oh, okay. Y'all want honey and lemon or what?
Bit of milk and sugar there, governor.
He say,
I think I got it that time. Milk and sugar.
Thank you kindly, mate. So what's the dicky bird in this part of the world?
I'm gonna have to ask you to use real words if you don't mind.
All right. Don't get your Alan Wickers in a twist. Just having a bit of a laugh. Jeez. What put him at 2 and 8?
You need to loosen up, mullet man. You seem like you don't get out much.
I am loose. I'm as loose as they come. Wait, that ain't what I meant.
He's a right daft septic tank, this one is.
You're funny, mullet man. You sound like you need a drink. I go find your old man whiskey. I'll be right back.
Wait, I wouldn't do that.
No worries, China Plate. He's silent as a laugh and a joke. He'll be back with the goods before you can say Bob's your uncle.
Actually, I do have an uncle named Bob.
There you go. Now you're catching on. Ain't nothing to it. Plain as a fireman's hose.
And now you lost me again. If that little ninja dude gets plugged full of buckshot, I ain't gonna be liable.
Now, tell me about your grandfather. Is he a taipu shooting an unarmed Chinaman in the middle of the blooming day?
Oh, that's him in spades. He's locked and loaded, day and night. And he ain't racist, he hates everybody.
Ah, come off it. I'll bet you Lady Godiva Bluebow comes walking through that door with bevy in hand, unarmed, unmolested.
Well, let's hope so. Hard enough getting folks to come on this show. I don't need no one getting shot whilst they's pilfering Lonnie's stash.
Rest your little loaf of bread. Think I hear him coming now. What I tell you, two shakes of a lamb's tail.
Oh, thank the good Lord. You didn't have to kill him, did you?
Old man was fast asleep. No harm done. I did have to taste a few of these jars before I find the right drink. One was definitely pee.
Oh, yeah, I should have warned you. He keeps that around to scare the bears away.
Oh, your gramps got some wicked Jimmy Riddle.
I spilled some on my shoes. I guess we safe then?
If it don't burn a hole through your foot first. We all squared away then? Everybody got their refreshments? Good. Let's get started.
I suppose it's out of the question to see if there's any bicky to go with this spot of tea.
TB,
cookies.
Or cakes. We ain't specially particular, are we, Bowl?
You bring fortune cookie, I break your arm.
This is... I don't even know what's going on right now. Are we having a tea party or doing an interview?
What's the difference? Good time as any to put on a pot.
Yes, Marit man. You got problem with tea time?
No problem at all. I just ain't sure our listening audience wants to hear y'all slurping away whilst we supposed to be talking shop.
Oh, okay. We talking shop. What you want to know?
Yeah, crack on.
Well, for one thing, y'all seem like an unlikely pair. How'd you get teamed up?
What's this soap dodger trying to say?
I think he jealous of our hairdo.
No.
Pish posh. I've an inkling that you and the little pig fellow are true brilliant at throwing a spanner in the works of some right awful buggers.
Right. I just wanted to know how you met.
Oh, sure. We meet at noodle shop in Chinatown.
Like Chinatown in New York? What were you doing there?
I was selling noodle. He wants some noodle. So, I sell him some noodle.
Wait, so you're from Chinatown in the USA?
Oh, no, I'm from the Philippines. Work is just like super hard to find in America.
Okay, so what about you, Hawk? I suppose you live in the Bronx.
No, mate, can't afford it. I live in Jersey. But Bull here is only telling what's going on in the front of the shop. I went in for a scran, yeah. But I was really looking for was in the back.
Oh, yeah? What was it? Money laundering? Opium den? Fight club?
You daft! Nah, he's going in to pick up me dry cleaning. Ain't many places you can get good noodles and your whistling flute pressed at the same time.
You go from Jersey to Chinatown just to get your clothes dry cleaned?
And noodles. Don't forget about them.
And noodles. Am I missing something? You're wearing a cut-off t-shirt and jeans. What could you possibly need dry cleaned?
Oh, it's not for me, Governor. It's for my employer. Lousy toff. I'm just a chauffeur.
I think this is starting to make sense. You stop off at the Chinese laundromat for your highfalutin boss, and you decide to get you some noodles up front, where you meet this guy. So, how'd you go from there to fighting crime together?
You know how it is. This goes on for several months. We get acquainted, and lo and behold, one day I comes in for a pair of round the houses in a dicky dirt, and something's dodgy. I hear some Barney rubble around the back, so I take a butcher's hook, and what you know... Bowl here's having a go with a whole gang of mafiosa, all Todd Sloan-like. I can't resist a good row, so I jumps in and shoulder to bum, we mop the floor with them wankers.
I think I got some of that.
We take down Yakuza thugs in back room.
Aw, yeah. Felt pretty good, didn't it? Nothing like your first taste of two-fisted justice, or in your case, four-fisted justice. So what'd you do then?
We have a drink. Then we have to clean up and get back to work.
Yeah, me boss wasn't too happy with the state of me uniform after that.
And the Yakuza? Did they back off then?
Oh no, they killed my whole family. Then they burned down our shop. Very bad day.
I shows up for a nip and a nosh and poor Bull's just sitting on the curb in front of the smoldering remains of his home. No dinky doos, not a pot to piss in. So I decide Zen and there to take him in, and we'll see what we can do to set things right.
His apartment very small.
Turns out, ain't no one lost the plot enough to take on the Yakuza, so we can't get a lick of help. That's when we run across them HAIR blokes in the want ads.
They're very desperate.
What he means is that they was recruiting any international tossers with special fighting experience. All they had to do was have Wicked Bonnet Fair and off your pop.
So I go blue, and he go green.
You're talking about your hair, ain't you?
Right-o. Can't believe they take a couple of escapes the likes of us, but 5 years later, we horses for courses.
They have good healthcare plan.
Yeah, they do. Well, listen, we're going to take a short commercial break. When we come back, more with Green Hawk and Blue Bowl.
From the studio that brought you I Am Spartan, Gauntlet Run Origins, and Gauntlet Run Breach, comes an all-new chapter to the already stellar Gauntlet Run Chronicles, Gauntlet Run Improved Deforms. When a bounty hunt goes wrong, you better believe your favorite charming protagonists are there at the center of the action to deliver some over-the-top violence. And this time, they've even added a plot line, peppered with intrigue, betrayal, and romance. Don't miss Gauntlet Run Improved Deforms, starring Joe Carolino, Vic Matthews, Ali Target, and Rachel Tracy. Coming soon. This film is not yet ready.
We're back, chatting with a couple longtime members of HAIR. Can I warm up your tea for you there?
Abso-floggin-lutely.
PB, stick this in the microwave a piece.
Mind if I pop off for the loo?
Huh?
He have to potty.
Oh, sure. It's right over there.
Thank you kindly.
So, Blue Bowl, where did you study martial arts?
YMCA.
In the Philippines?
Oh, no. In Queens.
Ah, well, did you at least have a good sensei?
He was fat white man. Tried to fill me up.
Oh, well, that's not good.
I spit on his grave.
I imagine you would. You learn something from him, though?
I learn basics. Keep hands up. Stand on toes. Wear jockstrap. The rest I learn from Bruce Lee movies.
I see. Well, he was the master. I'll say that.
He is my idol.
I think he's a lot of people's idol.
No, I mean I offer sacrifices to his spirit. I have shrine of him in my bedroom.
That does take it to another level. But hey, who am I to judge? I got a singing fish on the wall in my room.
That's just weird.
Phew, might not want to visit that soon. Had to see a man about a dog. You need another bog roll, too.
Okay. Greenhawk. We was just talking fighting styles. Where'd you learn to throw down?
Oh, always growed up with me old gaffer boxing me ears down the tables and chairs. Little argy-bargy with me mates in grammar school. Punch up or two behind a rubber-dub after playing with me metal band, the Raspberry Tarts. But I'd have to say mostly during me bird lineman and Majesty's pleasure.
I know that one. You mean you were in prison.
You can have and eve that. Plenty of nights in a flowery dell where Barnaby Rudge sent me. No one to blame but myself. When old Brahms enlisted and pinched a strubbit for a bit of a joyride. A shame, really. Got tea and leaf on me record for there on out.
Hey, we all got a dark spot on our past. Do you still play the heavy metal music?
I'm more into prog rock now. Bowling me jam in my garage from time to time.
I play drums.
That's cool. So, when you guys joined up with HAIR, did they help you with the Yakuza?
No. They say we crazy. Say no one take down Yakuza.
Plus, they ain't aces on revenge missions.
Huh. I guess not. But you stuck with it? What was your first mission?
Oh, we cleaned the toilets.
No, really.
No joke, mate. We scrubbed the bloody washrooms at Grand Central from top to bottom.
Were you undercover?
Undercover.
What was the point?
Too right. Believe it was an initiation of Schultz.
Well, I didn't have to do that. All they asked me to do was pee in a cup.
Yeah, they got serious after 9/11.
Yeah, I reckon so. What about after that?
Next, we stop human trafficking.
That sounds intense. That's some major justice implementation there.
No, he means a group of buggers that link their chalk farms and disrupt the flow of lorries during rush hour. Used to be a real problem.
Wait, so you weren't rescuing helpless kidnapping victims from slavery?
No, people in street blocking cars.
So first you're janitors, then you're crossing guards.
Well, when you put it that way.
You guys actually done any crime fighting? Can we skip ahead to that?
You sure are pushy, mullet man. You sure you don't want a drink of Grandpa's special sake?
No, thank you. I've seen where that stuff comes from. You better hope you done had all your shots.
Let me take a nip of that. Put a splash in me cup there.
That is also the stuff we use to clean the oven with.
Got a bit of a kick to it. Careful, Bo. It might put hair on your bollocks.
I drink you on the table.
Not bloody likely.
Fellers, this ain't no time for that kind of contest.
Says you, Yankee Doodle.
Now, now, now. If a mullet says he ain't got time for us battle cruisers, we save it for later. Cheers.
Thank you. Now, back to my question. What actual superhero duties have you performed?
Duty.
Oh, right. Let's see. To get down to brass tacks, not much. Fact is, we usually cock it all up. I bring us in for mopping. To be one of them boys what sees action, you really gotta know your onions.
Oh yeah, they smart.
Hold on, hold on. You telling me that you boys don't actually do any crime fighting?
Oh, we fight, all right, don't we, Bo? They drop us in once things have gone apart and there ain't nothing left but to bang heads and bag bodies.
We about clean up.
Hey, that ain't nothing, fellas. That's important work. Y'all gotta get your hands dirty when them other guys won't.
True, but I gotta tell you, Red. It weighs on the soul, it does.
Oh, speak for yourself. I sleep okay.
How do you mean, Hawk?
I mean it ain't like I ain't chuffed of what we do. It's just ain't as fulfilling being a cog in someone else's machine.
Oh, you're saying you want to do the detective work. Separate the sheep from the goats, as it were.
Yeah, that's part of it. Find the bad guys. Do the work. Stop a crime. Be in the papers. That sort of thing.
Is there no room for upward movement? Can't you take a test or something?
Afraid I ain't much of a swat. Titchy dyslexia holding me back since I was a lad.
He read like baby bird.
Well, what about an apprenticeship? You know, someone to show you the ropes.
Can't say I know any kind-hearted blokes that would take on an old geezer like me. Maybe if I was a sweet lass with nice strawberry creams.
You got man tits.
But no, can't see no way around it. Cards have been dealt and I got me the jack of clubs.
Now hold on a second. Don't be so quick to give up on yourself. I'm sure there's some seasoned professional out there who'd be willing to take you under their wing. What about Bully Frog? You talk to him?
Try that. Gave him a bell. Could hardly understand the words coming out of his gob.
I can relate. Let's see. Who else?
TB, anyone come to mind?
How about Captain Basketball?
Maybe. I think his diabetes got out of control, though. Not sure what he's up to these days.
Yeah, much obliged to you, mate. I don't want to put no one out, though.
Ain't no trouble. Shoot, if I thought I could teach you anything.
Blimey, Cole, why didn't I think of that? Brilliant!
Now wait a minute.
I a jammy git. Can't say I fancy the idea of sleeping in a grotty bomb, but if it will lend a gram of gravitas, we'll suck it and see.
I didn't say.
Oh, you might give me a hand with my effects.
I know, bellboy.
Never mind. I'll just back up the old buggy and unload me bits and bobs.
Hold
here.
Up. This is going to take some sorting out. Thanks to my guest, Green Hawk and Blue Bowl, for being on the show. Hope you all join us next time when we interview more unsung heroes and unrepentant villains on the Red Mullet Podcast.
Give me a kiss.
Oh, no, you don't.
This has been a Monumental Flounder production, written and produced by Andrew Chandler. Red Mullet and Cowboy, created by Jay Choop. Special thanks today to Joe Carolino. For more Red Mullet content, go to andrewchandler.net.